The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. Hey, Ariel. Thank you so much for joining our podcast tonight. Not yet. So today we're talking about building wealth with purpose, and I'm really excited about our conversation. So my first question to you is, financial literacy is crucial for financial success, obviously, right? But I've just recently read an article that says that 70% of Americans think that they have a certain level of financial literacy. However, when it comes down to real questions, you know, answering basic financial questions, only 30 to 50% of people can actually respond. So my first question to you is, why is that? And what role does financial education play right now? And how can we make all these, you know, educational resources more accessible for people so they actually use them? Too many questions.
Thank you so much, Dasha. Yeah, and thanks for having me. It is, the lack of financial education is such a big systemic issue across our nation. And I think it just starts with the basics. It's not in our educational system. It's It's kind of crazy that we're all expected to file our tax returns, and we learn everything from astronomy to calculus
to
you know, how to play basketball, but we're not being taught how to fill out a basic tax form. So there's just a lot to unpack with that. And then you look at the companies that are out there, and there's a lot of, there's a true lack of responsibility across these financial institutions, and they make things somewhat, it is, finance can be complex.
Yeah, for sure. I have no doubts here. Yeah.
And I think it, there's two aspects to it. I always say to people, you know, if finance was just numbers on a page, your Excel sheet, everyone would be great at it. But it's also emotional. And so it it leads into this whole other aspect of, not only is it that you don't know the answer to a question about finances, people feel embarrassed asking them. To get financially naked or undressed in front of someone.
So you mean if you don't know something, they feel like really embarrassed to ask, right?
I have had clients that, I am not kidding, they make well into the six figures, $500,000-$600,000 a year. And when I ask the basic question, even just how much do you make, they're like, I've been too embarrassed to ask my accountant, I actually don't know. They didn't understand their different payment structures, how they're getting paid from their employer. And these things just... People don't know where to go for a straight answer in a way that is simple for them to understand. And that's why when we started developing Helo, our fintech platform, not only is this just a complete banking as a service platform that we will be able to help people with basic cash flow management, because it's also not only such an, the financial issues people are having, it's not always even because they don't know the answer to something.
Yeah.
But it's because they don't have discipline to actually be able to implement it. And they're going to be bombarded again with all these companies. And there's such an evolution in these products. How can somebody keep up with it? What you learn from your parents and what they learn from their parents, products that they use didn't exist then today. And products we're using didn't exist then.
Yeah.
So this is something that's also a generation over generation, where you typically would learn these things from. How to cook, how to clean, how to pay your bills.
Yeah.
Who has a checkbook anymore? No one is balancing a checkbook after paying their bills. Maybe other than your grandmother still. So there's such an evolution in what's going on in this industry. And there's just this true lack of education that you can get from your home and then also from your educators. So then you have to turn to outside sources. And when people feel overwhelmed and confused about something, brings up negative emotions, so they tend to shy away from it.
Yeah.
And because finances on its own, if somebody feels like they're in debt or this or that, having to then go through and do more research and stuff, it's picking at a sore wound for them. So they're going to avoid pushing forward into that. Just the same as, I'm sorry, but like if you had me go research a bunch of stuff about chemistry, I'd probably fall asleep before I got through the second paragraph.
Sorry, chemistry lovers. So we can blame, we can blame parents for that, right? So probably like part of the problem is that like families or parents, they do not explain certain things, plus some of the tools are outdated, right? Also the education itself, because we don't have like any subjects related to that or like anything like this. So how do you start your financial journey then? Okay, so for example, I'm like over 30 right now and I would like to learn more about finance. So what do I do?
So that's where we're trying to kind of plug that gap with Hilo. So Hilo is going to be, it's a complete banking as a service platform. But what it does is it's blending a virtual financial advisor with a behavioral psychologist.
Oh, so wow.
What it's going to do is not only is it going to be able to take all of your money, comes into your first account.
Uh-huh.
From there, your money then gets allocated into savings for your specific goals. So whether that's buying a house, you know, having a baby, starting a business, whatever those goals are, gets allocated into one category. Your bills go to another, and then you have your discretionary spending. There are, you then get assigned a task list based upon your different goals. So it'll tell you and make recommendations to you based on the first thing. If you're starting out, the first thing it'll ask you is, you know, do you get a matching program from your employer for your retirement benefits?
Mm-hmm.
You have a 401k with a match. Take full advantage. Make sure that you are contributing up into the match, because free money is the best money.
Yeah.
That is the best thing
you're
gonna
get. Hard to argue.
So take advantage of that. Once that is then fully taken advantage of, then what is the next thing you should look at? So depending on your income and what your goals are, maybe that's a Roth IRA, or maybe it's a traditional, or maybe it's a brokerage account. There's different ways that you can start saving. How much should you have in an emergency fund? Like, you should make sure your emergency fund is set up for you first. And with recommendations on specifically how much that should be. So this is going to be just the guidelines for how, where somebody can go that's completely product agnostic. We're not selling your data. You're not going to get pitched on, you know, credit cards and loans and other financial products of insurance or investments and things like that. This is just, here's some guidelines of what you should do and in what order, that, to just start making this automatic, easy, and you don't have to think about it. And you just know you're setting yourself up on a good path.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I see that a lot of fintech apps, they do have a big like focus on goals. So why goals are so important? Like, does it really help you like to build your financial strategy when you have like clear goals and objectives?
I'm thinking about as if you're trying to work out. If you show up to a gym, you've got weights, there's cardio, there's yoga, there's this and that. But if you have no goals, then it doesn't matter. Like the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, if you have no destination, any road will take you there.
Yeah.
And the problem is, if you don't intentionally save and you don't get intentional about what you're doing, you're not going to do well, because you're going to get sucked into the now and the immediate need to satisfy those urges. So whether that's going out to dinner with your friends, buying a pair of heels, taking yourself on a vacation, you're just going to spend your money because you don't have a reason not to. So when we can then think about what is important to you and where do you want to go in life, because it's about... your goal is only as important as it is to you.
It's like a polar star, right? That guides you.
And that's why too, with our software, we're not even going to show you what your balance is. You have to go through a couple layers to get to what your balance is for how much you've saved your goals. Instead, it's going to say, congratulations, John, you are 50% of the way to your new car, and you only have 12 more weeks to go to get there.
Because now that's tough.
we're taking out the balance of, you have $5,000 sitting in account.
Yeah.
And we're making the focus on, you are very close to your goal. You only have 3 more months and you're going to get that brand new car that you wanted.
It sounds like a game almost, no?
It is, because it's about...
challenge.
It comes to psychology. It's about playing into what is important to you and putting... It's very easy for that money to burn a hole in your pocket to satisfy yourself now. Problem is, people are sacrificing their tomorrow for their to satisfy their today.
And that's true.
You see that a lot, and it's actually really unfortunate. Employers have started doing programs where employees can actually get advances on their payroll. So they can get 30 to 40% of their paycheck before payday.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're spending that money. And now they're just caught in this rat race of completely financial ruin. And there's been even commercials of, you know, I got a trip to Paris with all the credits on my, or points on my, for paying my rent on my credit card. And it's like, these kids can't even pay their student loans. And we think it's a good idea to put their housing on a credit card.
Yeah.
It's really bad. There's a lot of very good marketing for financial institutions that are making a lot of money off the fact that people want things now. And guess what?
You need buy now, pay later.
Yeah. You need to have discipline. Even you can, with Affirm, Klarna, all these, you can finance an $80 purchase on Amazon. Not even. You could think $10. Four easy payments of
$10. Yeah, 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 like, exactly.
This
and
is,
you feature
it. And if you can't afford it, you should not be buying it. And it's just, we need to start getting back to good discipline. It's just the same as with health. You need portion control.
Yeah.
You need to move your body. If something's wrong, see a doctor. If you're not sure about something, something doesn't look right, talk to a CPA, talk to an attorney, talk to somebody. But people don't even know when to talk to them. Even with estate planning, I mean, I can't tell you how many clients come in. They've got kids, smart people, professional degrees, phenomenal, making tons of money. And we're like, what is your when's the last time your guardianship was updated? And they're like, what do you mean? Or like, do you have a plan for if you're dead, where your children are going? And they're like, oh, like so-and-so will take care of them. We talked to them about it. They're like, great. Don't have paperwork saying that X, Y, and Z person's taking them, they're going to the state. And now you have to go to court if you live through whatever happened to you to get custody back of your own kids.
Well, as a mom of two now, I started thinking about that. So I'm really concerned right now. Okay. Thank you for making me thinking of that. Okay. But you know, like, so finalizing our conversation right now, just so financial independence and financial literacy, right? So how to achieve them? So maybe some, you know, like practical tips that we can give to the audience right now, summarizing our discussion. Obviously goals, you have to be intentional, right? You have to think further. So what else?
I think one of the biggest accounts that people don't know, especially when they're young, that they can start taking advantage of is a Roth IRA. Mm. So you can start contributing to this and you then will be able to have tax-free compounding of all of your investments for when you retire. Mm. It's just a phenomenal account to be able to take advantage of. A lot of people that are contributing to their 401ks, this and that, but you're going to end up having to pay full income tax on that when you take that money out. And then it'll also you're going to run into having required minimum distributions against that. I'd also say, depending on your age and depending on what your personal risk tolerance is, maybe don't plan to have Social Security be a part of your retirement income plan, especially if you're under the age of 35. changes need to be made to that system just based on how it was originally structured and then what's going on now, but we can that's a whole nother topic. But making sure that you have a budget so you know how much you should be spending, what size of a plate should you be eating off of, that sort of thing. And then making sure that you're meeting with a financial professional to have those conversations at those proper junctures. So when you change jobs, talk to somebody about maybe thinking about, do you want to roll over your 401k into your new employer plan? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to roll it into a personal IRA? And now you have the whole world of investing open to you.
But when is the best time to talk to this financial consultant, you know, because like sometimes you don't even realize that you actually do need help. This is a challenge, right?
And that's actually why Hilo steps in. So Hilo, with our automated system, because we know that's actually a question that a lot of people have. What we do is our AI, and it monitors different things. And if you put in a goal, let's say to buy a home, it'll then give you an automatic notification of saying, hey, here's some things you need to consider. Getting some life insurance. If your spouse passes away, can you afford your home mortgage by yourself? No? Then you need life insurance.
You ask difficult questions, you know?
Yeah. And no, and that's the thing. There's two things, death and taxes, and we're not exactly the most fun things to talk about.
Yeah,
but,
you're not.
And then same thing with if you change employers, it'll tell you this is maybe you should talk to this person about this. It's telling you who to go to and for what things. Mm-hmm. And it's just recommendations. And then it's connecting you with fiduciary advisors that meet our standards, who are not going to be pushing product on you, who are not just trying to sell you on insurance or assets or a crazy estate plan and then not even take the time to help you to fund it, or a crazy trust or something. So it's just it's ours is bridging that gap as well. Our technology of telling people, hey, these are the things you need to figure out. Mm-hmm. If you need help, we can introduce you to somebody that will help you to do that.
Mm-hmm. What is the best age to start thinking about your financial like literacy or, you know, to take actions?
Honestly, the younger the better. This should be something that you start with your children. I think one of the best things I ever heard a client do is they pay their children for doing chores around the house. They have certain chores as if it's an allowance. But then they actually take, after they pay them, they call it $10. They take $3 out of that $10 for taxes. And the taxes go in a family jar. And then once the fund gets over a certain amount, they just sit at the table and everybody can submit ideas of what to do for family activity. And then they vote on it to show the importance not only of savings, that you're not making as much as you think you are actually paying taxes on it, and why it's so important to vote.
Wow, that's definitely impressive. Okay, so start as early as you can, plan your budget, talk to financial consultants, right?
And definitely go on to myhilo.co and you can sign up to get onto our waiting list and you'll be one of the first ones notified of when our software launches this summer.
Yeah, this is exciting. So I wish you good luck and hopefully you'll make it. And yeah, thank you so much. It was really great conversation. It was really nice talking to you.
You too, thank you.
Yay.